what not to do, shaming, scolding, or pretending the cycle is simple? When a person in recovery admits they are struggling, the chaplain's response matters. A careless word can push the person deeper into shame and hiding. A wise word can help the person stay connected long enough to take the next right step. One of the worst responses is shaming. Shame-based language sounds like, "How could you do this again? I thought you were serious. You are ruining everything." Real Christians do not struggle like this. These words may sound strong, but they often make recovery harder. Shame does not usually produce lasting freedom. It usually produces hiding. Another harmful response is scolding. Scolding focuses on the chaplain's frustration more than the person's next step. It may be true that the person made destructive choices. It may be true that others were hurt. But the chaplain must speak truth in a way that helps the person move toward responsibility, not collapse into despair. A third mistake is pretending the addiction cycle is simple. Addiction is not only a bad decision. It often includes habits, cravings, stress, body memory, emotional pain, loneliness, spiritual hunger, secrecy, family patterns, and repeated choices. This does not remove responsibility. But it does remind us that wise care must be patient and layered. Do not say, "Just stop." Do not say, "Just pray more." Do not say, "If you really loved God, this would be easy." Those phrases may sound spiritual, but they can crush someone who is already fighting shame. A better response is calm and direct. "Thank you for telling the truth. Let's not hide. What happened before the craving got strong? Who needs to be contacted now? What is the safest next step?" An addiction recovery chaplain should also avoid becoming the rescuer. Compassion does not mean taking over. The chaplain should not become the sponsor, counselor, emergency responder, treatment provider, housing provider, transportation solution, or secret crisis manager. What helps? Ask grounded questions. Encourage the person to contact proper recovery support. Offer prayer by permission. Share scripture with consent. Help identify danger signals. Escalate wisely when safety is at risk. What harms? Shame, panic, lectures, secret promises, spiritual cliches, unsafe private meetings, and emotional over-involvement. People in recovery need truth, but truth must be carried with mercy. They need accountability, but accountability must not become contempt. They need hope, but hope must not become denial. The chaplain's steady presence can help interrupt the cycle, not by controlling the person, but by helping them come back into the light.